Lord, who is shepherd, restoreth my soul. That, of course, is a marvelous statement that the Lord would love us enough, be patient enough with us to restore our soul. We see, of course, the Lord has various means of doing so. He does not always do it the same way. We can look back in our lives and we can certainly see that. He uses His Word. We've seen that. He almost always uses His Word in some way to bring restoration of soul. He reveals Himself, and again, many times He does that through His Word. He can reveal Himself in many ways, and we've seen many examples of how God brought restoration by revealing Himself to individuals. Also, the Lord, in restoring a soul, may and does use circumstances. Now, in circumstances, He will use His Word, and He will reveal Himself. But God does use circumstances, whether they be favorable or adverse. God is able and to use them to bring restoration of soul to His people. The truth we all know is He is sovereign. God is sovereign. He has sovereign control of circumstances. And He brings about those circumstances many times to restore us. He may bring about a set of circumstances, and there may be several people involved in those circumstances. And He may use those same circumstances to save one. He may use them to restore another. He may use them to use another. Again, God is not limited in the use of circumstances. He is in sovereign control. Psalm 103, verse 19 says, His kingdom ruleth over all. There's no limit to that. There's no limitation to that declaration. There is nowhere where that is not so. His kingdom ruleth over all. Even in the depths of hell, it's His kingdom, it's His will that rules over all. That being so, He, of course, controls circumstances. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, it says, He doeth according to His will. So God is active. He doeth. And everything He does according to His will. He says He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven. It is God does as He pleases in heaven. Most people who believe in God have no problem with that statement. But His kingdom ruleth over all. And it goes on to say, and among the inhabitants of the earth. He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And then it is stated, and none can stay His hand, or none can prevent Him from doing His will. You can't prevent Him from doing His will in heaven, and you can't prevent Him from doing His will upon earth. Romans 11, verse 36, we read, "For of Him And through him and to him are all things. Three prepositions in that statement. Of. For of him. That is, things proceed from him. Through him. All things go through him. And to him are all things. And in Ephesians 1 verse 11, we read of the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. It doesn't say of his will, that would be so, but there's an emphasis here, of his own will. The emphasis is he does not consult with anyone else's will. He worketh all things, and again, there's no limitation to the all things after the counsel of his own will. So each of those verses, along with many, many others, declare that God is in control. And God does what he pleases. We say all the time, God's in control. And he is. But I wonder how many of us really grasp that fact, that God is in control. And God does as he pleases. And this is certainly so regarding the circumstances of life. You cannot separate circumstances from God. He's in control of all circumstances. It is a truth that is declared throughout the Word of God. It is a truth that is illustrated almost on every, if not every single page of Scripture, that God is in control of circumstances. A very common phrase in the Word of God is, and it came to pass. Occurs 396 times in the King James Bible. To put that in plain English, it simply means, and it happened. And it happened. It came to pass. It happened. And it is God who is the designer and the controller of all that happens. It came to pass. Now you can't separate that from a sovereign God. You can't separate that from his kingdom ruleth over all. It happened. And God is the controller of all that happens. And we've already seen, we've already referred to some verses. It's according to his will. It's according to his purpose. So nothing happens without God. And whatever happens is according to his purpose. He has a purpose in it. Again, it is God who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And this is for the good of his people. Romans 8:28, people quote it all the time. Very few that quote it have any idea of what it's really saying. In fact, what it says, most people who quote it deny in their theology. But that's another subject. It says, all things work together. Now, nothing works independently of God. So it's God who worketh all things together. Nothing happens out here by itself. There's another event that's going to work with it. All things work together for the good, for good to them. Speaking of a particular individual, particular individuals who are the called according to they are called according to his purpose. But the point that we want to make about that verse is God works all things together. That includes all circumstances. So God brings about all circumstances for his own purposes. And this is declared and illustrated again throughout Scripture. Notice in Genesis 50. Genesis 50. Just show that God works circumstances. Does it every day in our lives. Verse 20, Joseph says, "But as for you, his brothers, ye thought evil against me, but God. Ye thought evil against me, but God, again, his kingdom ruleth over all, meant it unto good." God would bring good out of it. To bring to pass. Who was it that brought to pass? God. God meant it unto good to bring to pass. It is God who brings to pass. As it is this day to save much people alive. You look at all the circumstances in Joseph's life and you see God's hand working it all for the good of his people. We see God working circumstances in the life of Paul and Silas, bringing about the salvation of the Philippian jailer. Paul and Silas did not know that Philippian jailer. God would use Paul and Silas to as instruments of bringing salvation to that Philippian jailer. So God would have to bring Paul and Silas and the Philippian jailer together. God is able to do that. Because his kingdom ruleth over all. So even the people in our lives are not just happen chance. It's God that brings people together. You think about a plane crash. Perhaps not the best illustration. God has determined the days of each and every one of us. And he brings 150 people together on one airplane from all over the place. And that plane goes down. That's God. That's God. And you can look at so-called tragedies in the earth, and again, we've said this many times, the newscasters will say, well, you know, God has nothing to do with this. Well, he does. God has something to do with everything. He's in control. He knows all about it. And in Acts chapter 16, verse 16, and it came to pass, and it happened. As we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain of soothsaying. So God calls this woman who's possessed with a demon to cross paths with Paul and Silas. He also calls her to follow them. Verse 17, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. And this she did many days, calling attention to Paul and Silas. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now, her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, that is, their business was over. They took hold of Paul and Silas and drew them unto the marketplace, unto the rulers. This is God. This is all God, and He has a purpose, and the purpose is a jailer. God's working all of this out for a jailer. The jailer knows nothing about it. And brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither observe, being Romans." And they proceeded to strip them and beat them. And verse 23, they laid many stripes upon them. They cast him into prison. And now the jailer comes upon the scene, charging the jailer to keep them safely. God ordered all of those circumstances. The rest of Paul and Silas, being cast into prison, He ordered all of those circumstances for the salvation of this jailer. God is in control of circumstances. Paul, of course, realized this. Notice in Philippians chapter 1, he's writing to the church of Philippi. And in verses 12 through 14, he's writing to encourage them. He would said, I would ye should understand, brethren, and we do need to understand this, that the things which happened unto me, things happen to us. The things which have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. God used the circumstances for His glory, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. Paul also would recognize that afflictive circumstances are an appointment of God. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed there unto. So my point is that God decrees, God designs circumstances so that we end up where He wants us to be. Even if we do not have any conscious part in getting there, He puts us, He uses circumstances to get us where He wants us, for whatever reason. So God, in His power and wisdom, uses circumstances in our lives and in the lives of others to bring about, many times, spiritual U-turns. God will bring circumstances in our lives causing us to make a spiritual U-turn, which is God restoring our soul. So, God uses circumstances to speak. God speaks in circumstances. He speaks. Sometimes His silence may speak. We see that in the Psalms. God uses circumstances to prepare us. He may be using a circumstance to prepare us for the next circumstance. He may bring a circumstance in our life in 2014 and to prepare us for something in 2018. You don't know. But God's in control of the circumstances. He uses circumstances to reveal Himself, to reveal ourselves. Again, in the context of restoring our soul, both are necessary. He reveals Himself, He reveals ourself. And God will use circumstances to reveal Himself. How many times God has revealed Himself in everyday circumstances? How many times in everyday circumstances God reveals ourselves? And He reveals our need. God uses circumstances. He uses circumstances to strengthen faith. He uses circumstances to reveal weakness of faith. So God can use circumstances in any way that He pleases. Now, He used the sinful behavior and the adverse circumstances of the prodigal son to bring restoration of soul to him. Notice in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Verse 13, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. His kingdom ruleth over all. God was in control while all of this was going on. The prodigal son, in his foolishness, in his sinfulness, takes his journey into a far country. And there, that's the only place he could waste his substance. He wasted his substance with riotous or sinful living. And when he had spent all, God made sure he spent it all. And then God, there arose a mighty famine in the land. His kingdom ruleth over all. Who sent the famine? God did. And I believe he sent it for the prodigal son, for the restoration of his soul. And he began to be in want. This is God controlling circumstances. And now the prodigal son is in great need. But the prodigal son needs to learn some lessons. He needs to learn that man cannot provide what he needs. So he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And the citizen of that country sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. These were very adverse circumstances. God's in control. The end result of it was he came to himself. He began to, in these circumstances, he began to examine his life. And we know the rest of the story. He would return to his father. God would use the adverse circumstances to bring about restoration of soul. God would, in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10, God would give Paul a thorn in the flesh. And Paul states the reason he gave him that thorn in the flesh was that so Paul would not be exalted above measure. So God sends circumstances in our life so that we will not destroy ourselves with pride. And that's what God did with Paul. Now certainly the God who does all of this uses circumstances to restore a soul. The restoration power of God is clearly seen in circumstances. Many, many times we, I include myself, I believe we pray incorrectly. The safest way to pray is to simply pray for God's will to be done. That's the safest way to pray. Often we ask God to remove circumstances, and in our ignorance, do not realize that God is going to use that very circumstance to bring about spiritual restoration or salvation or whatever, to fulfill His purpose. So there is He restoreth my soul. The one who does is in control of all that happens. And he uses the happenings of life many times to restore our soul, whether it be what we would consider favorable circumstances or what we would consider adverse circumstances. The truth is, many times what we consider to be adverse is really favorable because it works for our good. Next week, we'll see that the Lord, in restoring a soul, may and does use corrective discipline, which can be part of circumstances as well. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are a God who loves us so much and is so patient with us that you restore our souls. We thank you, Lord, that you do not destroy us as soon as we go astray, but, Lord, that you do restore our soul. We pray, God, that you'd help us to just realize the process of restoration. We thank you, Lord, for all the times that you have restored our souls and all the times that you will yet restore our soul. We pray again, Lord, that you'd meet with us this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.